This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. 47 million Americans are enrolled in SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, more commonly known as food stamps. The number of Coloradans participating in the program has doubled since 2008, from about 250,000 to more than 500,000. One of the areas that has seen the largest increase during that time is Larimer County. KUNC's Luke Runyon has more.
It's just after 9 in the morning at the Larimer County Benefits Office in Fort Collins, and the waiting room is bustling. Workers are helping applicants muddle through paperwork as children play in the corner. It just feels busy.
And it's slow today. Yeah, it's very slow.
Marcia Ellis is in charge of the county's benefits division, which includes food stamps.
Some days we have lines that are all the way through and out the door.
And those lines have only been getting longer since the recession hit in 2008. The county's acted as a microcosm of the rest of Colorado, with the number of people receiving food benefits in Larimer County doubling in the past 5 years.
The other programs have not seen the magnitude of increase that the food assistance programs have.
Ellis says the increase isn't just with one particular group of people. Numbers for seniors, children, and adults have all shown tremendous growth. That includes those who are disabled, unemployed, or underemployed.
So, on the nutrition facts, this is where you're going to find your sugar.
But the goal in Larimer County is not just doling out benefits. Education is also a component to self-sufficiency. Across the parking lot in the county's extension office, Teresa Servine is flipping through photos of food labels.
Okay. So, you know, we always read our labels. That's where you're going to find it.
Servine is a SNAP Ed instructor, someone who receives food stamps, but teaches other recipients how to eat healthy and stretch the SNAP dollars further at the grocery store.
That's a large portion of our class, I think, is not just the nutrition and the food safety and those kinds of things, but it's how am I going to get from the 7th of June to the 7th of July?
Her student, Glenn Driver, has received food stamps ever since a car accident forced him to quit his job in the late 1990s.
I was getting to where I was spending out of pocket anywhere from $50 to $60, $70 a month that I really didn't have to spend on food because my food stamps would run out.
The continuing increase runs contrary to messages about the economic recovery. The unemployment rate in both Colorado and the rest of the country has been on a steady, slow decline. At the same time, the SNAP rolls continue to rise. Michelle Ray with the nonprofit Hunger Free Colorado says the situation is more nuanced. Even though people are getting jobs,
they may still not be making enough money. It could be meager wages and not able to make enough money to meet all of their needs.
Ray says pockets of the state are seeing big increases, like in Larimer County. But the problem is statewide.
Everyone is impacted by it in Colorado, and it is often a serious and invisible problem that not many people are aware of.
It could be quite a while before the number of people receiving food stamps starts to decline in Colorado. Ray says more than half the households in the state that qualify for SNAP benefits aren't currently receiving them. For KUNC, I'm Luke Runyon.
Tomorrow, we'll look at the growing use of SNAP benefits outside the grocery store at places like the local farmers market.
For me and my kids, I realized we need to be eating healthy, and we try to do as organic as we can and local as we can.
More on that, plus the debate over food stamp funding in the Farm Bill. Join us tomorrow morning at this time on KUNC.